Start again from Kuf Zayin and Beis, the second to last line. So Rava said, we were talking about different things that you could eat Erev Pesach, even in the afternoon, because they help you eat better. They don't fill you up. The opposite, they whet your appetite. So Rava used to drink wine in Erev Pesach, because that helped him eat more, that whetted his appetite. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mina Aminallah. Where do I get this from, that drinking wine, the chamra migragar, is not a problem because the wine helps you eat more, whets your appetite, it doesn't fill you up. It's not. Bein ha-kaises halalu, between the kaises, the Rashbam says between the first and the second, between the second and the third, imratza lishtois yishte. If he wants to drink more wine, not from the chiyuvim, he may. Between the third and the fourth, he cannot drink. So how the amrit misad tzayid, if wine fills you up, amay yishta, so why do we let him drink between the first and the second, between the second and the third? Haka achol the matzah achila gasa. Why aren't we afraid that by the time it gets to the matzah, it's going to be achila gasa? Elish mamina must be migragar, that wine adarabah helps you eat more. So there's nothing to be afraid of that. We should say that you shouldn't do it. So if so, why is between the third and the fourth different? So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat is because between the first and the second, you still need to be gur your appetite for the matzah. This is between the second and the third as well. Masha enkein, between the third and the third is the case of Birkas HaMazon. All you have left is halal, you're not eating anymore. So over there, there's nothing to be gur your appetite for, so that you don't have the mila of drinking. And me'idach gisa chazaw or choshed, that if you drink, it looks like you're being ma'isaf ala kaisais, you're adding extra kaisais to the four kaisais. Therefore, they said over there, you should be dafka not drink. Then the Rishonim bring another pshat from the Yerushalmi, that if you drink between the third kais and the fourth kais, we're afraid that he's going to get shikr and he's not going to be able to finish off the seder, he's not going to be able to say how. The Hainu, so the fact you show me what happened to between the first and the second kaisa, between the second and the third kaisa, we let you drink, we're not afraid you're going to get chikr. So on that says the Yerushalmi that during the Suda, while you're eating, so the wine is absorbed by the food that you eat, right. So then you don't get so chikr from it. Masha Enkein, if you're going to start drinking after the Suda, so the food is already settled in the stomach and then he's drinking, so that drinking is mishakar a person. So between the third one and the fourth one, they didn't let him drink in order that he doesn't become shaker. Rav Sheshes, have yosef betanisa kol mali yuma de pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast the entire Erev Pesach. Some Rishonim say that fast is lav dafka because you, like we saw before, meaning targimi, you're allowed to eat. But it means to say that he didn't eat a suda the entire Erev Pesach. Others learned that it was literal, in order that he shouldn't forget and come to eat. So he literally was makabel tainus and he fasted the entire Erev Pesach. So Rav Sheshes Avi Yosef Batanisa kol mali yuma d'pischa the entire Erev Pesach. So from the morning already. So what's pshat in Rav Sheshes? So Neima says the Gemara, let us say kasav Rav Sheshes samach lemecha gedoyla tinan. That when we had a shaila before, when our Mishnah says samach lemincha, a person may not eat. What does samach lemincha mean? Does it mean samach lemincha gedayla or samach lemincha katana? If it was samach lemincha katana, it's in order that he should have a taiva to eat at night. It shouldn't be a nachi legasa. Masha enkin, if it was samach lemincha gedayla, so the reason that you're not allowed to eat has nothing to do with the fact that you should be able to eat at night, but rather because that's the zman of the akravas of Pesach. And we didn't want you to eat a suda, and in order that you shouldn't get involved in your suda and forget to bring the Karban Pesach. And once they were misakin that halacha, then during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, so then it became also even bizman hazeh. They didn't take off the iser. But the ikar reason is because of the Karban Pesach. So Neima, so let us say based on that, Kosar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes must hold that Samach Lemicha Gedayla Tanan, that when our Mishnah says Samach Lemicha, it means Samach Lemicha Gedayla. And the reason why you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach is not that you should have a taiva to eat at night, but rather in order to not get involved in his eating and forget about the Karban Pesach. Because maybe he's going to get schlepped into his Suda Vasa Gemnuyim in the Meva Pesach and he's going to end up refraining from bringing the Karban Pesach. V'savar, so now, once that's the case, so then still, why did he not eat a whole day, at least from till Chatzos he should be able to eat? Teretz is, V'savar, Rav Sheshes law, V'savar law, and Rav Sheshes held, Ki Adam Rav Eishia, like that which Rav Eishia said, Amr Belazar, in the name of Rav Belazar, that Mashaya ben Meseira, V'pesach Shashachtoi, Shachris bar, but also the Shmai, that there's a Shita ben Beseira in Zochim that was Machshir, a Karim Pesach, not only after Chatzais, but even in the morning. I mean, when the Torah says you shachta on the 14th, it doesn't mean after the 14th in the afternoon, like we're going to explain in a moment, but rather it means the entire day of the 14th. So if you put these two things together, if this man of Achilas Pesach is also Bachila, and you hold like Ben Beseir that this man of the Karim Pesach is the entire day, so it comes out that it's also to eat the entire day. Umitzafra, then it comes out that from the morning Zman Pischa, who is already the Zman of Pesach, and that's why he didn't eat already from the morning. The Kuli Yuma Chazil Pischa, because the entire day is Roy for the Hakravas HaPesach, the Savar, because he holds that Bein Arbaim, when the Torah says Bein Arbaim, which we normally translate to mean in the afternoon, so how can he say you bring the Pesach in the morning? Torah says he translates Bein Arbaim between the two Erevs, between the two evenings. Bein Erev to Esmon, between last night, Erev Deoidna to tonight. So last night ends by Alois HaShachar, tonight ends by begins by Shkia, so between the end of last night and the beginning of tonight means the entire day. So maybe that's Pshat Rav Sheshes, why Rav Sheshes fasted the entire day. Amri says, no, Loi, there's not a riot from there. Shani Rav Sheshes was different to Istanis Havar. Rav Sheshes was an Istanis. The Toyim B'tzafra, and therefore he couldn't eat so much. And if he would eat any food even in the morning, the Toyim B'tzafra, if he would eat anything even in the morning, Me'urta, by the time it got to night, he wouldn't be able to eat. So he knew himself, meaning for the average person, Chazal said, Mincha Ketana Enan, or Samach L'Mincha Ketana Enan, is enough that if he doesn't eat from then on, we don't have to be afraid he's not going to be able to eat at night. But if a person knows himself that if he eats in the morning, that he's going to be so full that he's not going to be able to eat at night, so then he has to adjust accordingly. Memela, Rav Sheshes knew that if he ate even in the morning, he's not going to have a taiva, and he's not going to be able to eat the matzah properly at night. So he made sure to fast the entire day.
Would that work both ways? If somebody has an appetite that just never gets the satiated, would they be able to eat half a minute?
No, it doesn't work the other way, because when Chazal made the halacha, they don't want to. They made a loy plug for sure that you can't be make or more, because then everybody's going to take it into their own hands, and then the whole atakar is going to be bato. But lechumra, if you need to be more machmer, then Chazal are not going to stop you from not eating. Right? It's not going to come a chasaron if other people see you not eating more. And therefore, if a person needs to adjust that way, he needs to adjust that way. But the other way, even if he knows that he's a bottomless pit, afal pi kein, from that time and on, it's a problem.
Yeah, I don't have Rav Sheshes as issue.
Vafilu ani shev Yisrael leyechal al sheyesef. Then we say that even an ani, the Mishnah said, is not allowed to eat without a seba. Itma. Matzah tzarcha seba, marayin tzarcha seba. Which parts of the suda need a seba? So matzah definitely requires a seba, because matzah is echel lecheres. Even though matzah is really two things that are mutually exclusive, matzah is lechem oini, but on the other hand, matzah is echel lecheres. And therefore, the matzah has to be eaten with a seba. Marah, on the other hand, that's echel leshibud, so the marah does not require a seba. Yain, what about the dalad kaisis, the wine? Itmar mishmei derav Nachman tzarech haseba. So they say in the name of Nachman that you do need a seba. V'itmar mishmei derav Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. And it was also said over in the name of Nachman that it does not require a seba. Seemingly two contradictory statements. Says the Gemara v'lepliki, it's not a machlekes. Ha betarti kasi kamoi, ha betarti kasi pasroi. We know there's four kaisis total. So there's two members of Nachman, one that says Tzarech HaSeba and one that says Ein Tzarech HaSeba. So Teretz is one of the two members is going on the first two cases, and the other member is going on the last two cases. Now, which one is which? So, naturally, Machlokes. Amin Lelahaygisa, Amin Lelahaygisa. Some say it one way, that the first two need and the second two don't need, and some say the exact opposite, the second two need and the first two do not need. What's the rationale? How do we explain that? Some say it one way, that Trey Kasi Kamoi Bo has say, but the first two cases are the ones that require Hesdeba the Hashnu with the Kamaskal of the Cheirus. Because that's when the Cheirus begins. As you're going through the Seder, so that's going through the process of becoming a Ben Cheirin. So those are the cases that require Hesdeba. Trey Kasi Basroi, whereas the last two cases, like Bo Hesdeba, those don't require Hesdeba, Maida Havahava. What happened already. Meaning, it's after that you finish the Agala, you have the Asher Galano, we're already, so to say, we already went free. Then afterwards, we're already free. We're not celebrating the going free. So if those two are the ones that shouldn't need Hesedba.
But isn't the second case already saying after we were freed?
Right, so the second case is at the end of the Agala, but it's on the Agala, so that was on the process of going free, whereas the third case and the fourth case is already afterwards, is already after we were already free. So that's one way to say it. Va'amilo lahagis, and others say the opposite way. The other rabbi, Trey Kasev Asroi Boya, say that the second two crises are the ones that require the Hasei, because Ayishaita, the Kahavi Cheres, because that's when he is already freed. A Ben Chayrin is the one who eats with Hasei. So the first two crises, they're becoming free. They weren't free yet. So, if anything, the third case and the fourth case are the ones that require say, because that's when he is already free. Trey Kasek Amoy, whereas the first two cases, like Boya Seba, that doesn't require a Seba Dakati, Avodah Meyinu Kamar, he's still saying Avodah Meyinu, meaning we're still talking about Avdus, we're not yet free, so how are we drinking Derech HaSeba? Now again, even though the second case is, you don't drink until the end of the Agada, but since it said on the Agada, and part of the Agada is talking about Avodah Meyinu, so this case is being said on something that is still Avdus, it's not yet Cheirus, so it doesn't pass the Hesedba by there. So if there's a Chiva Hesedba, if anything, must be it's on the last two cases. So says the Gemara, Hashta the Itmar Hochi v'Itmar Hochi. Now that it was said both ways, some say you have to do it by the first two cases. Some say that you do by the last two cases. Itmar by Hesedba. So therefore, we have to be Machmer, and you have to do a Hesedba by both. So that's clear lechatchila. You have to do Hasebo by all four cases. However, the question is, what happens with the other if he forgets to do Hasebo? So that's a big shayla in the Rishayim already. If, since it's a suffix, if you're mechuyev to do it again or not. And on top of that, like we learned before in the beginning, that you're not allowed to drink between the third case and the fourth case. So over there, are you, and for sure after the fourth case, so over there, are you even allowed to? This is a shayla in the Rishonim, in the Mele, a shayla in the Paiskim. Are you even allowed to drink again with a seba? Because maybe you have a problem. If b'diavad you were yotze without a seba, so then you're not allowed to drink again. That's one shayla that the Rishonim have. Stam. Food for thought, an interesting question. Another question that everybody asks is, we know that the halacha is normally when there's a machlekes in an rabbanon, we say safa the rabbanon lahakal. So why over here are we saying dalak crisis is the rabbanon? So hasebah by dalak crisis is definitely the rabbanon. So why over here are we saying that since some say the first two and some say the last two, so we are machmer and you do all four, adarabah, we should say safa the rabbanon lahakal, and you shouldn't need hasebah by any. That's food for thought. Says the Gemara, Prakton Loishme Hesedba. If a person's lying on his back, that's not called Hesedba. Hesedba has to be on the side. Lying on the back is not called Hesedba. Hesedba Zimin Loishme Hesedba. Leaning on the right side is also not called Hesedba, because most people are righties. So if you're leaning on your right side, so then you can't really use your hand to eat. Whereas if you're leaning on your left side, then your right hand is available to be able to eat. So Haseba Zimin, Lo Yishma Haseba, if he's leaning on his right side, then he's not Yoytzi Haseba. V'lo Yoyt, furthermore, El Hashem Yaktim Kone Leveshet. Maybe the food instead of going down the veshet, the esophagus is as it's supposed to, will chas v'shalom go down the kana, go down the trachea, the yavel the sakana, and it will end up being a sakana. He could choke on his food. Now Rashi understands that this is going back on praktam, someone who's lying on his back. So since when he's lying on his back, so the cover that covers over the trachea as he eats to make sure that he doesn't take the food down the wrong pipe, that is going to fall back because he's leaning on his back, and therefore, besides the point that he's not yet to say that way, it might come into a sakana. Rashbam, other Rishonim question this: if that's the case, why did the Gemara wait till after it spoke about Hasevis Yamin? Therefore, Adarab, they learned that this V'loy Oid, it's coming to Haseba, is that it's a sakon is going when he's leaning on the right side. Besides the point that you're not yet to Haseba because it's not convenient to eat that way, but it's also a sakona because since the kana is to the right side and the veshet is to the left side, so when he leans on the right, that's going to push the food to that side, and that could cause that the food will go down the wrong pipe and it'll choke on it. And if I'm not mistaken, all the Moris in Cheder paskin like that chap, because that's what I think all my kids tell me every year. Isha eats a bala, so a woman who's eating in front of her husband, leboya seba, doesn't require a seba, because since either because she's supposed to have the mirror of her husband, and therefore doesn't pass to show derecheres in front of him. Whereas Tamazoid, it's not the derech of a woman to lean, so therefore for them there's no requirement of a seva. Vim isha chashuva hi, however, she's an isha chashuva where these svaras don't apply, tzricha seva, so then she does require a seva. Ben eitzel aviv, a son who's eating by his father, boy a seva, because a son, it's normal for a son, even though a son has a kichiv of kibrav, mirav. But Saif Kol Saif, the relationship between a son and a father is that a son could lean in front of his father and therefore is required to lean in front of his father. Iboyalu, Talmud eats a rabbi mai. What about a Talmud who's eating by his Rebbe? Does he have a seba or does he not have a seba? Toshima. Da Amra Abai, Ki Avin Beimar, when we were by our Rebbe, Rabba, Zagin and Abirke da Hadadi, we used to lean on each other's laps, meaning it was very crowded, and that's the space where they had to lean on, that each person was basically leaning over the lap of the next guy. So we see that even in front of their Rebbe, by Rabbah, they did a Seba. However, Ki Asinu de Rav Yosef, when we came to Rav Yosef, who was Rashiva after Rabbah, Amalon, so then Rav Yosef told us, let's Rechisa, you don't have to do a Seba, because Mer Rabbah can Mer Shemaim. Since Merabah Kamer Shemaim, so the a person is mechuyev to have Merah for his Rebbe, so therefore it doesn't pass to have a statement to show their Derecheres in front of his Rebbe. So it seems that it's a Machlekes Rabbah and Rebbe Yosef, if a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, he's supposed to have a Saber or not. Now, an interesting note, Tosis clears a Shaila, what about that which we said before, Ben Eitzel Aviv doesn't have to have that level of Meira and therefore is required to have a Seba. What happens if his father is his Rebbe? Yeah. So, first Tosis wants to say that maybe an Echanami, he's Leigar from any other Rebbe and there wouldn't be a Chiva Seba. But then he wants to say, the Mais is Masha from all over like that, and then that is the Metzias, and many times the father teaches his son and the father is his son, son's Rebbe. And Abba Bikin, the Gemara says that Ben Eitzel Aviv requires a seva, so maybe it would seem that because of the relationship of a son to a father, that even though the father also happens to be a Rebbe, so still, since he's a ben at the end of the day, that then he would, yes, be mechuyev to have a seva. Meisvei, Frekta Gemara, Kashan Rabbi Yosef, who says that a Talmud by his Rebbe does not require a seva, the Brisa says, in Makal Adam Meisiv, with anybody, a person has mechuyev to have a seva. Afilu Talmid eats a rabbi, even a Talmid who's coming to eat by his rabbi. So we see clearly not like Rabbi Yosef. After the Gemara, Kitanya hi b'shuyu the Nagri. That price is talking about a rabbi, not a rabbi in Torah, but rather he's an apprentice and he's learning. Nagri is literally a carpenter, so he's the apprentice of a carpenter, meaning anybody who's an apprentice of a certain trade. So that Rebbe, there's no din of Meir Rabbe Kamer Shemayim. He's your teacher. He's your college teacher, college professor. So then a Nechanami, he's mechuyiv to do a seva. But a Talmud who's by his Rebbe, who teaches him Torah, according to Rebbe Yosef, there's no chiyuv has seva. Iboilu. Shamashmai, what about the waiter? Is he mechuyiv to do a seva or not? Tashima. Rabbi Shulman Levi said, if a waiter eats a kazayas matzah while he's doing a seva, he's yotze yischiv, then that's enough. He was yotze yischiv of achiyas matzah. But Lamaisa, the way he said it was kishu mesiv when he's leaning. So from here it's mashu mesiv in. Dafka, if he ate the kazayas matzah while he was leaning, le mesiv loy. But if he didn't eat it while he was leaning, he's not yotze. Shmamina v'yaseba shmamina. So from here we have a raya that even the shamash requires haseba. Yeti says this is the raya that you have to go to the hotel.
I was pushing the waiter not to do haseba when he's carrying the tray, though.
Yeah. Amar Yishu.
I like Yitzi's raya.
Yeah. Amar Yishu ben Levi. Nashim chayav es barba kaisis halolo. Even women are rechuyiv to drink these four kaisis, even though normally we know that mitzvahs of stashus man grama ladies are potter. And even by mitzvahs de rabbanon, normally the rule is called to takan rabbanon kein deraisa. Takan rabbanon usually, unless they have a reason to do otherwise, they usually pattern their takanas based on the rules of the Torah. And if on mitzvahs to say deraisa, the rule is that ladies potter on mitzvahs of stashus man grama. So what in a mitzvahs de rabbanon, the same should really apply. But over here is an exception to the rule. Sha'af hein hayu ba'isa enes. So afin hayu ba'isa enes is machlekes rishonim. Whenever we have this over here. We have this in Megillah legabei Purim, and we have this also in Maseches Shabbos legabei Chanukah. That in these three things we say that a lady is a mechuyev because afin hayu ba'isa enes. So there's two ways in the Rishayim to learn it. There's one way in the Rishayim to learn that the nes happened on account of ladies. Over here we say, the Gemara says, B'schus nosum tzirkanis nigalu. And by Purim we know that the nes happened because of Esther, and by Hanukkah also with the mice of Yehudas. So afin hayu b'nes, since the nes happened on yaday ladies, so avada the ikar takana included ladies. And the other mahalach in the Rishayim to learn is afein ha'is v'ayis tenes, is even if the nes didn't necessarily happen because of ladies, but lamaisa, they were in the same sakana as the men were. And the nes applied to them just like it applied to the men, so therefore it's mistaba that when they were mistaken these things, dalakos is over here, or Megillah, or Neres Chanukah, they were mistaken for everybody, both the men and the women. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Says of you in the name of Shmuel, arba kaisis halalu, these four kaisis, tzarach she'ebehem kidei mezigas kais yofa. The shear of the kaisis is that there has to be in them an amount of mezigas kais yofa. Now, I'm going to jump ahead. The Gemara doesn't know this yet, but lemaskana, what that's going to mean is, there has to be in each and every kais the amount of wine, because in those days they had strong wine that needed to be diluted by water, so that you have to put the amount of wine in there that when you dilute it, it becomes the shear of a kais yafa, which is a kais bracha. And we know that the normal ratio of those days was a quarter to three quarters, quarter wine, three quarters water. So you have to put in there enough wine that which is a quarter of revius, that when you're maizig it, it will become the shear of a kais yafa, a kais bracha, which is a revius. So and this way that the inkais after its mazuk will be a revius. So each one of the four kaises has to be that shear. Shasan chai. If you drink the wine natural, undiluted, yotza. We'll see in a moment what that means, yotza. But it says here yotze. Shasan bevasachas, and if you drink them bevasachas as well, yotza. So Rashi understands that shasan bevasachas means you take the shear of four kaises and you put them into one huge cup, your big gulp cup, and you drink it all in one shot. So then, afa piken your yoytze. Other Rishonim have a problem with that, is if you're drinking it all in one big cup, then why is it separate cups? No kais has to be exactly a revius. If you have a kais that's a little bit bigger than a revius, it's still one kais. So what there would be no havamin in the world to say that if you have a huge mug and you have the sheer of four revius in it, that it should be considered more than one cup. The Gemara doesn't even have to discuss that. So rather, they learned that Chazan Bavas Achaz means you drink one after the other, meaning instead of the Seder, you have one after Kiddush, and one after Haggadah, and then one after Berachas HaMazon, and the fourth one after Halal. He drank four cups, one right after the other. So Chazan Bavas Achaz, he drank them Bavas Achaz, either like Rashi in one cup, or like the other Rishonim, he drank them one right after the other, Yatzah. Again, we'll explain in a moment what Yatzah means. Hishke mehem lebanav lebnei beisai. If he gave from his kais to drink to either his children or to other family members, Yatzah he still yotzei. So the Gemara explains these three members one at a time. Shasan chai, that which you say if you drink it undiluted, Yatzah. Amarava yidei yayin yatzah yidei chirus le yatzah. You were yotzah the yayin, the chiyuv of dalar kaisis, but you didn't drink it in a manner of chirus, which means to say you weren't yotzah mitzvah min amuchar. But the avid you were yotzah, but it wasn't the mitzvah min amuchar because that's not a real chirusdik way of drinking the wine. Shasim avas achas, that which we said that when you drink it in one shot, you're yotzah. Rav Omar Yidei Yayin Yotze Yidei Arba Kaisis La Yotze. You were Yotze Yayin, but you weren't Yotze Arba Kaisis. So over here it's a step worse. You weren't even Yotze Arba Kaisis. So what does it mean you're Yotze Yayin then? So the Rishonim explain that means to say that you're Yotze the Yayin of Simchas Yomtiv. So what's the Havamin and not? So you would think that since Pesach 9th there's a Takana of Dalar Kaisis, so now the chil of Simchas Yomtiv is affected by that takana, and you're only yotze the chil of Simchas Yomtiv that night by drinking the wine of Dalar Kaisis. And if you drink any other wine, maybe you wouldn't be yotze Simchas Yomtiv. Yes, he was yotze Simchas Yomtiv, but Dalar Kaisis he would taka not be yotze since he drank it shalei ala seder, or like Rashi, since he drank it in one large cup. And the third member that we said that if he gives from his kais to his children, to his family members to drink, nonetheless he's yotzei. So the Gemara explains, that's only true if the person himself drank rav kais. But if he gave so much out from his kais that he didn't drink rav kais, so then he's not yotzei the chiv of the kais. Meisvei dal kais alalu. The four kaisis, tzarach sheyehe bahem kidei revius, they have to have the shir of revius. Echad chai, whether it's undiluted, echad mazug, or whether it's diluted. Echad kadosh, whether it's new wine, echad yashin, or whether it's old wine. Rebuda says, tzarach sheyehe bahem tamu mariyai. No, it has to have the taste of wine and the look of wine. So if the wine is either too new, that it doesn't yet have a taste of wine, or too old, that it lost the taste of wine, or the wine doesn't have the mar yayin, doesn't look like wine, it's not red, then according to Yehuda, it's no good. So katanimia lamaisa, this brisa says kedei revius, that the shear of each one is a revius. And as of now, we're assuming that which we said before, that in the beginning of Yehuda's memory, we said arba kais alo tzar sheyeh bahem kedei mezidus kais yofe. We're thinking that a kais yafa is something else that's not a revius. So we have a kasha on Rebuda. Our brisa says that it has to be revius, and over there it says kedei mezigas kais yafa, which is not a revius; it's a different amount. So katonimius, our brisa says kedei revius, that the share has to be kedei revius. And you're telling me that the amount that you have to drink is the amount of a kais yafa? And for the Gemara, Amri, Idividi Chal Shiru. No, Kais Yafa and Revius are the same shear. Because my Kedei Mezikas Kais Yafa de Kamar. Because when it says Kedei Mezikas Kais Yafa, what does that mean to say? L'chol Chad V'chad, that each Kais, there has to be enough wine in there that when you diluted that Kais becomes the shear of a Kais Yabracha, Tavaliku Revius. That means each and every shear, Kais has to be a Revius, which means that the the amount of wine that you use total is a revius of undiluted wine, because if each revius of diluted wine is a quarter of a revius, because it's one part, again, one part wine, three parts water, so each kais itself has a quarter of a revius, so four kaises is a revius total. So Rashi learns over here that the Shaka Vitarya is that the Havamina thought that when we said Kedei Mezigas Kais Yafe means that each Kais needs a quarter of a quarter of a Vias, that in total it should end up being a quarter of a Vias, and on that we're saying no, that each Kais needs a quarter of a Vias, that in total it should end up being a Vias. Other Shem don't like that Pshat, because why should you have a Havamin to think that we're talking about the total of all four Kaises and not each Kais by itself, but rather we thought that a Kais Yafa means some type of big Kais. There's a cup and there's a big cup, and that's goofy why the Gemara thought that it's not the same shear. And on that we're answering, no, it is the same shear. A revius is the amount that you need to make a Kais Yafa, and it happens to be that each one is a quarter of a revius per cup, which ends up being a revius of raw wine total. Then the Brisa continued, and the Brisa said, "Review the Eimer Tzar Sheyehebay Tamu Marayayin." It has to have both the taste of wine and the look of wine. So, Amar Rava, my time to review. How do you know this thing that Yai needs Tam and Mare? Tichsiv, like it says in the pasuk, "Al Tera Yain Ki Yis Adam." It says, "Don't see wine Ki Yis Adam when it's red." I mean, this is the Navi giving the pasuk and Mishnah giving most of the people, don't be running after wine, don't indulge yourself in drinking wine all day. But the way the pasuk speaks it out is Al Tera Yayin, don't go see wine Ki Yis Adam when it's red, meaning it sounds like there's a mile in the wine, not only by its taste, but even by its looks. That means in order to be considered wine, it has to look like wine. And the Rashbam adds, at the end of the pasuk is Ki Yitain Bekois Einei, if you're going to keep on putting your eye at a kais always looking for wine, Yisnalach B'Meisharim. So the end of the pasuk talks about when you keep on drinking, and then you're not going to be able to go straight, you're going to get drunk. So we're talking about obviously wine that's Meshaka, which says that the wine has to have the tam of yain as well. So this pasuk is a right that in order to be wine, it has to have both the looks of wine and also the taste of wine. Tarabana. Everybody is mechuyev to drink dalar kaisos. Echad anashim, men, vechad anashim and women, like we explained before. Afenosiv hayu baisanes, vechad tinaitis and children as well have to drink dalar kaisos. Rashbam says the reason why tinaitis need to drink the dalar kaisos is because afen nigalu, because they were also redeemed. Omer of Yehuda says, "Rabbi Yehuda, v'chimah toyelos yesh l'tinoikas v'yayin." What's the point of kids drinking wine? They're not b'nei chiyuva. They're potter from mitzvahs, even though there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Others types that even if they are ready higia l'chinuch, still it's not normal for kids to drink wine, at least at a younger age. Ela mechalkim lahem kloyos. Instead, what do you give to the kids? You give them out. You give out to them roasted kernels, the geizim and nuts. Erev Pesach, but Erev Pesach. Some translate it doesn't mean over here Erev Pesach like we commonly say Erev Pesach means Erev Pesach, but rather it means the evening of Pesach, means by the Seder. Kidei shel yishnu, in order that they shouldn't fall asleep. Yishalu, and therefore they should ask. I mean, we need the kids to be around because the ikur hagada is regarded to levicha. We want the kids to ask, so we should answer them. So you want to keep them involved, don't give them wine, adara, but give them kloyes and agoyes, and give them candies, give them sweets, and that will keep them up and keep them involved. Amalav Rabbi Kiva, and the Taka said this about Rabbi Kiva, shayim achala kloyes and agoyes and the tinaikas, where basically used to give out roasted kernels and nuts to the children of Erev Pesach, kadesh yishnu, in order that they shouldn't fall asleep, yishalu, and they should ask the questions, they should ask the manashtana and all the other questions in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Haggadah. Okay.